Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
New research shows stigma and discrimination against people living with HIV in South Africa remains serious. The Stigma Index, led by the National Association of People Living with HIV, surveyed over 1,800 participants across 18 districts. Principal Investigator Duncan Mwetsi says nearly 55% of participants feel shame or guilt about their HIV status.
We have seen this on the findings that 48.6% of our total sample have reported having a difficulty telling people of their HIV status. 26.7% said they are hiding their status from others, while 17.3% feels guilty for being HIV positive. And we can see there that there's also those who have reported feeling ashamed and sometimes feeling worthless for being HIV positive.
Mwegetsi adds that 2% of the participants were denied healthcare services. The study has called for community-led interventions, anti-stigma campaigns, and gender-sensitive policies. A centre that cares for the elderly in Inanda, north of Durban, says it hopes to continue its services, but ongoing funding challenges are becoming a major concern, especially at this time of the year. The Masisizane Service Centre was established in 1995. The centre's director, Stelo Bopela, says it's where senior citizens from the troubled community come to relieve their distress and where they can find comfort and support. He says the center receives at least 200 visitors weekly.
They come in the morning, they have breakfast, and then they do their activities. Some they do gardening, some they do beadwork, some they sew, some they get taught on the daily things that the world is changing too. Like be able to use your bank account, be able to acquire knowledge as information is evolving.
Mopela says they depend on the Department of Social Development for funding, but the support is not enough, and recently they have had to rely on donations. The centre held their year-end party for the grannies and grandpas today. East Coast Radio helped by donating some Christmas goodies, and Mopela says it has brought some joy.
It is very important because we are having marginalized people here in our communities. So every bit of gift they receive, it brings smiles in their faces. So now they experience a Christmas vibe of
ANC spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu says negotiations are underway with unions and ANC staff over outstanding salaries. Follows a picket by workers outside the National General Council yesterday. Bengu says the party remains committed to finding a solution.
I always say that if the ANC was a corrupt party, not individuals, the ANC is an organization, if it was a corrupt party, we would not be poor. We would be tapping into the resources of the state as a governing party. So that's something to note. But I can say that for sure, we're focusing on building and strengthening our machinery, and we need resources to be able to do so.
And Israel says it will reopen the crossing between Jordan and the occupied West Bank to humanitarian aid trucks destined for Gaza tomorrow. The crossing was closed after a Jordanian truck driver shot dead an Israeli soldier and a reserve officer at the border in September. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 25.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. India 156 for 6. That's after 18.4 overs of the first T20 against the Proteas. England lose Mark Wood and Australia lose Josh Hazlewood for the remainder of the Ashes. And the Hollywood Bet Sharks out to bounce back against Saracens this weekend in the Champions Cup.